This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines.
And then something changed.
Any vaccine released by emergency use authorization by the FDA is an outstanding vaccine.
J&J's vaccine has a risk of life-threatening blood clots.
When you hear the beep, that's the sound of safety.
So don't overthink it. They're both really good. They're all really good vaccines. Get vaccinated now.
You gotta call now.
If you wait, it's gonna be really too late to protect your child.
If this was your child, what happens next could make it the worst day of your life.
So even though COVID poses zero threat to healthy children,
vaccinate your children.
Do the right thing. Be safe and not sorry.
I'm strongly recommending for adolescents to get their two doses of vaccine. Fully immunized after those two doses.
Advanced technology that can help save lives.
This is going to be a long-lasting vaccine.
A few moments later,
we're seeing that two doses is not holding up well for emergency room visits. It's not holding up well for hospitalizations.
Here we go again.
Everyone's going to need a booster. You need that third immunization.
Triple the amount.
Get that third immunization. The two mRNA vaccines were always a three-dose vaccine. I've always said this is a three-dose vaccine.
But I'm not done yet.
That third immunization, the problem is it's not holding up. So we may have to look at sort of innovative solutions.
Oh, God, not this again.
A fourth immunization.
Oh, boy.
Just to keep them going.
Keep the country going.
We have to consider some out-of-the-box things. A fourth immunization. Get that second boost. To keep the country going. I've made that recommendation. A fourth immunization.
But I'm still not done.
Later.
Unfortunately, the numbers are starting to trend up again, so the hospitalizations are up. And so the most important message that I have this morning is get your new bivalent booster.
Willie and Lise were saying they got their booster, and I was like, oh, I need to get mine. And then I found out they're talking about the third shot. And is that the bivalent, or is it the fourth booster, or does it matter?
Don't worry so much about the number of...
There's no wrong way to use it.
You have to get it. This new bivalent booster...
You can double or triple stack them.
The new bivalent one is doing a much better job. You have to get a booster.
Yeah.
You need to get this new bivalent booster. That bivalent booster for COVID.
But does everyone ages 12 and older need a booster?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're over 15 and have gotten two boosters and more than two to four months out, you're going to need a third booster as well, a fifth immunization.
Hi!
I don't think we're going to need an annual booster like flu.
Eventually.
Dr. Hotez supports yearly boosters, just like flu.
But I'm still not done!
It looks as though the boosters are not holding up quite as well as we'd like. And I think our thinking is going to change, and that what's going to happen is every, few months, we may need another booster.
Perfect results each and every time.
You know, we just could not overcome that massive disinformation campaign. These fake concepts of herd immunity and discrediting masks.
Well, Dr. Hotez, you are a national treasure.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Dr. Peter Hotez, that was extremely informative.
Disinformation that you're hearing, that kids are fine, it's nonsense. Kids need to get that vaccination.
You healthcare workers have been our saviors.
Watch out for that misinformation.
Dr. Peter Hotez is probably one of the smartest people on this topic.
If you haven't gotten your five and ups vaccinated yet, now's the time to do that.
Dr. Peter Hotez, thank you for saving the world.
They also support giving the third immunization for the 12 to 17-year-olds.
People have to feel safe.
Dr. Hotez, you are a voice of reason.
Take down the fake information.
These fake concepts of herd immunity.
My last hope is to vaccinate our way through this. Make certain that everybody's vaccinated, including their kids. That's the single most important thing right now the American people have to do.
Dr. Peter Hotez is the person that we like to go to. For the sort of expertise.
The single most impactful thing you can do is make certain that you're fully boosted and preferably two boosted.
Later.
Monkeypox is a global emergency.
And it's accelerating among a specific social network of men who have sex with men, not because it's sexually transmitted.
Monkeypox is sexually transmitted. almost exclusively.
Before we let you go, we have to stop and applaud you because a lot of MSNBC viewers who have watched you constantly for the last 3 years or so.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. I stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you turn on cable news, if you open a magazine, if you tune into Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or anybody else, it's everything I talked about, every subject, every issue, 25 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. How did I do it? Quite easily. Our enemies are very arrogant, and I, at least in the past had time, not as much as I used to, love to read books and love to study factoids and wanted to know how the world really worked. And so I studied the globalists that have been in control for a long time, who were trying to get more control of our lives. They were control of the main destiny of society. And they're very bad people and want to enslave us, so I took that personally. Like if somebody was robbing my neighborhood every night, for a month, the cops would do anything. I'd probably go sit out in my car at night with maybe a, you know, I'm not a video game player, but if I'd do something like that, I've done it before. I've done a few stakeouts here and there for things people I wanted to report, put a few people in prison, a little Nintendo Game Boy or something. You know, I'd just sit out, wait till catch the robbers myself and make sure that I held them at gunpoint until the police got there. And so it's the same thing here, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have to get involved, we have to get engaged or lose everything because we're in the midst of a societal collapse. We've got so much breaking news and intel to cover. Later today, I'm going to go to Florida. I'm going to be there doing some great podcasts, hanging out with some great people, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown and then Patrick Van David and others. And I'll be doing the show, obviously, as well. There'll be a few times that I'll be missing a few hours. Oh, and I'll be knocking it out of the park with some huge guests. But let me just come to the listeners again right now at the kickoff of this hour. When I come to you, I tell you the truth. And you've now seen them have to admit in the news, okay, Jones didn't have $100 million. He didn't have $5 million. None of that was true. They said I was lying. I said they were lying. Came out in federal court. Federal auditors. It was all lies. Everything here was a lie. I am out of money other than my house and a small farm, and I'll sell that if I need to, but that wouldn't fund this place for a month. I am out of money. I do not have money, but I have incredible friends and family, and we will welcome the world, and we battle the globalists. So my treasure in capital in fighting evil, and I'm very blessed to be here. It's all glory to God. Is amazing. So I'm the richest man in the world. I am so blessed and honored to be working with all of you. But we do temporarily need funds to operate. So we have great products you already need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com now. And you know, I said a week ago the sale was going to end. I extended it because we don't have the products. And if something isn't on sale, people don't buy it. So it's a catch-22. If we waited and sold the products over the next month that are about to sell out at full price, we'd get the money. But we need the money now to buy more of the products. So X3, the sale will end this weekend, 25% off, and I don't know how long it'll be until it comes back in. Everybody needs to be on this, men, women, children, particularly adults. It changes everything. It's the main enemy attack is trying to block real iodine in the body. Most people don't have real iodine. This is it. InfoWarsStore.com. Superfemale Vitality is back in stock. Supermale is sold out. Superfemale is 50% off. It's the same as the male formula. People just like a pink label for women. It's a great libido, stamina, energy booster. It's really a special product. It's 50% off. We have Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, two different nootropics, both excellent, both different. They go together well. Those are 50% off. This is all going to end this weekend, and I promise you it will.
because we're going to have the 4th of July special after that. And it'll be good, but it's going to be limited because we don't have the product. We're out of half our products. We're out of DNA Force, bodies, the list goes on and on. More than half. So, and that's why we're caught in this thing. If we had all the products, we could be stabilized, maybe even expand again. But we're almost there. That's why I ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to get us completely out of the rut, you know, we're kind of like stuck and the truck's starting to move. We're almost out of it, but there's another mud patty we got to go through here. There's kind of concrete roads after that, except World War III and everything else. I mean, I'm not going to say for a minute there's going to be new challenges, but at least this patch of being stuck, we're almost out of it. But we need you to help push us out of this together. InfoWarsStore.com, up at the top, you see where it says donate, support. Go there. Make a one-time donation, $5, $100, whatever you want to give, $20. You can sign up for auto ship, like it's, you know, every week or every month or every 6 months out. You know, you can do it for 15 days out to a year. Just said, oh, once a year I want to give a donation, or once a month I want to give a donation. $5, $10, $20, whatever it is, do it. And then we get 95% of the money. Instead of with a product, we make like 30, 40%. After credit card fees, even less. So, the donations are amazing. Thank you so much. InfoWarsStore.com. And if you've got the money and want to bet on freedom, make a $500 donation. We need the funds. It tortures me to spend most of my time, or 20% of my time, on air and half my time off air messing with money. I want to be making reports, making films, writing books, battling, doing interviews, battling. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Here I am a few years ago. This is in 2020, talking about the importance of supplements and how when we say iodine is essential, when we say vitamin D is essential, that means you die without it. I explain it right here, and then we'll be right back with breaking news and the latest developments. Stay with us. Criminals are just slithering around in front of us, censoring medical doctors that tell the truth, shutting down their own reports. The NIH's own website says you must have vitamin D3 to live. Any virus will kill you if you don't have a D3 proper level. That's why it's called essential. That's how you die when you don't have vitamin C, D3, or zinc, or iodine. You just suddenly shrivel up, and you get a cold, and you die. That's why it's called essential. When you see the side of a vitamin or mineral, essential, it means you die. D-I-E, exclamation point. D-I-E, die, 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 die. And I know lawyers and scientists and FBI agents and all these people, and they literally go, Alex, I was wondering, are those supplements real? Do you really need D3? And I'm mean to these people. I say, listen to me. You know what essential means, right? You die without water and oxygen. Oxygen in 4 minutes on average. Water in 3 days. Food in a month. Why is food essential? Because it has nutrients in it. And I'm not talking down to our audience, man. I'm starting to get pissed. I've literally had congressmen ask me. We have guests all the time on the board ask, are those vitamins real or are they snake oil? What the hell does that mean? We have guests that ask us all the time, are the callers real? See, I never think of myself as that smart. I'm starting to realize the general public is really ignorant. This is just incredible. God almighty. Sorry, just let's go back to getting serious.
The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. The side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose, and so, to get the antibodies. Some of the other vaccines are going able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines.
The data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, there here we clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range, because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. So really understanding the safety at gigantic scale across all age ranges, you know, pregnant, male, female, undernourished, existing comorbidities, it's very, very hard. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved, because there will be some risk and indemnification needed before that can be decided on.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's nice to have some fighters in Congress that hold the left accountable for their whack job ideologies. And it's just been such a void in Congress for so long, where we feel like we've had no pushback whatsoever. But Josh Hawley has certainly been a voice for reason in the Senate. And so there was a hearing for a judicial nominee today. There were some highlights from this. We're going to play some of those clips now. Here's Josh Hawley getting into the issue of religious freedom with the Biden judicial nominee, Lauren L. Alikhan.
Mr. Hawley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Congratulations to all of the nominees. Judge Alikhan, I think the last time you and I visited, it was before the Homeland Security Committee. And I asked you a number of questions there, you, including some for the record. You answered those, which I appreciated. One question that I ask you, and I ask every nominee, actually, on that committee and this one, is whether or not the nominee has ever litigated against a religious liberty claim. Usually the answer to that's no. In your case, you answered yes, and you listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different cases over a period of years, actually, in which you have litigated against individuals or churches' religious liberty claims. So let's just talk about a few of those, if we could. Let's start with some of your work during COVID. Case you list here, Capitol Hill Baptist Church versus Bowser. Do you remember that case?
Yes, Senator.
You remember working on that case?
Yes, Senator.
This was a case involving the district's lockdown policies that shut down churches in the district. Is that correct?
It concerned litigation over provision of the lockdown policies. The policies restricted all types of activity in the district.
All types of activity in the district?
Yes, Senator.
Did it restrict mass protests in the district?
Well, it restricted activities that one normally expected, including work, going to stores. It also did include these provisions that were challenged concerning churches.
So it exempted unusual or unlikely activities that's in the statute, that's in the ordinance?
When the mayor was enacting these orders at the outset of the pandemic, I think she was trying to be as comprehensive as she could, and the order did restrict a number of daily activities of district residents.
But it exempted mass protests?
I don't believe it said anything one way or another.
Can you point me to the text where it exempted mass protests?
I don't believe it said anything one way or another.
Of course it didn't, because it didn't exempt mass protests, right? You know that.
I think it was silent on the issue because I don't believe it was contemplated by the mayor's office.
Ah, so you think that mass protests should be in a different category than religious observances? Is that your position?
I think if there were protests on the book, then the mayor might have thought about that when she was enacting the COVID-19 restrictions. But I think she was trying to protect public health.
So you think it's fine to say to religious people that they are prohibited from gathering outside, wearing a mask, socially distanced? They can't do it. But if you want to come and protest, defund the police, if you want to support that, that's fine. You can gather en masse, person to person, close up, thousands of people. That's okay. That discrimination is okay. That is your position?
Senator, that is not my position.
It was your position. That's what you argued.
I did not write these orders. What I said.
You defended it in court. And you just articulated to me what I take to be your position.
What I was doing in the Capitol Hill Baptist Church was defending the mayor, my client, against a constitutional challenge to one aspect of the COVID-19 restrictions. We understood that strict scrutiny applies.
How did that case go for you?
We lost that case.
Why?
It was found that the restrictions did not meet the standard of strict scrutiny.
Meaning they were unconstitutional?
meaning that they did not survive strict scrutiny, and it's a matter of public record that the District of Columbia did not appeal that decision.
Why? Why were they struck down?
Excuse me, Senator?
Why were the restrictions that you defended struck down as discriminatory? Why were they?
Because they did not satisfy...
Why didn't they?
The court concluded that there were restrictions that were not neutral of general applicability.
Yeah. That's legalese. Why didn't they? Why didn't they on the facts? You know the facts. You were a good lawyer. Why'd you lose?
We lost because applying the strict scrutiny test, the court concluded that the restrictions were not narrowly tailored
because?
To serve a compelling governmental interest.
Because?
Senator.
Oh, come on, Judge. Don't make me do this. Do you want me to go through it for you? You lost because... Mayor Bowser was going to mass protests herself personally with thousands of people celebrating them, by the way, which is fine. We have the First Amendment in the United States. I want to be clear. That is totally fine. You want to protest? Go for it. I think that's totally fine. That wasn't the problem here. At the same time she was doing that, she was prohibiting churches, religious people, from gathering socially distanced outside wearing masks. And the district court said, you can't do that. That's discrimination. You can't separate people out based on their ideological beliefs or their positions. You can't do that, right? Isn't that what the district court said?
The district court said that
do you agree with it?
Could not survive strict scrutiny.
For those reasons, right? Why are you fighting me on this? I can't figure this out.
I am not fighting you, Senator.
So, yes, you agree. That's what the district court said.
That was what the district court concluded.
Do you think they got it right? The district court get it right?
The district court, we did not appeal that decision. I think that district court decision is consistent with rulings that we got from the Supreme Court clarifying the application of the religious test to COVID-19 restrictions in Tandon and the Brooklyn Heights.
My time has almost expired, and I know other senators want to ask questions, so let me just very quickly here. Do you think it's wrong to discriminate on the basis of religious faith?
Absolutely, Senator.
Why did you argue that religious services, religious people pose a greater risk of infection than people gathered to argue for defunding the police?
I was representing my client. The mayor and consulting epidemiologists had issued orders that she thought were going to protect public health. It was my role to defend those as a...
Why did you make that argument? This seems like a strange argument to me that religious people are somehow, what, more infectious than folks who have other ideological positions? I don't get it.
My understanding was the nature of singing and other things epidemiologists thought could transmit COVID at a higher rate.
You didn't put any scientific evidence in the record for it?
Senator, those were fast-moving cases, and they weren't going to full briefing and full summary judgment with a record.
That's not what the district court said. The district court said that you engaged in, and your client engaged in, and you defended discrimination on the basis of religious belief, that you offered no scientific evidence for it, that you pressed these arguments over and over and over without any foundation. Frankly, I'm disappointed that you made those arguments. You can choose what arguments to make. I'm disappointed you made those arguments. I'm disappointed you persisted in defending them here today. And for that reason, among others, I will not support your nomination. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So there's more from this hearing, but, you know, the whole issue that made Peter Hotez cower in fear is that the left and the establishment is used to just running over you. They don't get pushback. So when you challenge them to a debate, that you don't dare. You don't dare challenge me to a debate. You just listen. You just sit down and shut up and listen to what I have to say. And so they don't want you to think about, oh yeah, that's right. During COVID, they shut down my business and my church and my kids' school and had all these rules and regulations placed on law-abiding citizens, but then the Democrat demonstrations were allowed to happen in mass in the street that led to riots in the name of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter. And these judges won't even be honest about that. They won't even be honest. These Democrat appointees of Joe Biden won't even be honest about that blatant double standard. That's a little worrisome.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. The turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening acryl calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hunter Biden story shortly, and maybe take some calls on what you think is really going on here, because it's not really all adding up. I'm kind of looking at the different angles of this, so I think we're going to come back and we're going to cover this in the next segment, and then we're going to take your calls on this in the third hour, what you think is really going on. And then there's some other bizarre news. I don't want to distract from that, but there's some other bizarre news when it comes to the whole UFO alien story that they want us all to be focused on now. It's been stories for years. You've been considered a nut if you talked about it or thought about it. But, oh, now it's legitimate, and there's aliens running around Las Vegas, actually. Yeah. And maybe their spacecraft is missing. I don't know. So we've got an update on that, but I really want to look at this Hunter Biden situation. First, though, let's go back to some more moments from this hearing. John Kennedy clashes, senator from Louisiana, clashes with key Biden judicial nominee Lauren L. Ali Khan on the systemic racism beliefs that the left holds so dear.
Judge Ali Khan, am I saying that right?
Yes, Senator.
Okay. Will you allow your personal or political beliefs to affect your decisions?
No, Senator. My personal beliefs have never played a role in the positions I took as an advocate, nor do they play a role in the positions I take as a judge when I'm neutrally deciding a case.
Okay. I'm glad we got that off the table. Let me ask you a few questions about how you view the world. Do you believe that minorities need special help to succeed?
Senator, that issue is currently pending before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes, ma'am, but we just established that you're not going to let your personal opinions affect your decisions. You're going to follow precedent.
Absolutely. I will follow whatever precedent comes
from
the Supreme
Court. So let's talk about your personal opinions, which will be irrelevant to your position on the court. Do you believe that minorities need special help to succeed?
Senator, again, I don't have a personal position, and sitting here as a current sitting judge and as nominee,
have you thought about that?
I am aware that we have given preferential treatment. It's been subject to a lot of different court cases. The issue.
Do you agree with that or disagree with it?
It's not a question, Senator, of whether I agree or disagree. I apply the law as it comes before me.
You're being confirmed to the federal bench, and presumably you're a critically thinking person. I'm just asking you what you believe. Do you, let me ask you another one more time. Do you believe that minorities in America need special help to succeed? It's a very simple question.
Senator, to the extent policymakers have enacted laws that provide protection,
do you agree with those policymakers?
I am not a policymaker, and as a sitting judge,
you don't have an opinion, or you're just not going to answer. I don't want to waste more time if you're not going to answer.
Senator, as a sitting judge, it is inappropriate for me to comment
not.
On my personal views.
No, it's not. We've already established that you're not going to let your personal beliefs interfere with your decisions, so I think you ought to tell us what your personal beliefs are. Do you believe in systemic racism?
Senator, again, that's a question for sociologists and academics.
You don't have an opinion. You never thought about it.
I take each case as it comes before me on the individual facts.
What is systemic racism?
My understanding is that it's a sociological theory that racism plays a systemic role. But beyond that, I'm not an academic. I'm not a sociologist. I am a judge, and I apply the facts and the law to the cases that come before me.
Right, but you don't have an opinion.
No, Senator, I do not.
Do you have an opinion on anything you'd like to share with us?
Senator, as a sitting judge, it's inappropriate for me to comment on any personal views I might hold.
The first question I asked you was, your view of the world does matter. If you never thought about the world, if you never thought about these issues, you're not qualified to be a federal judge. And I think you ought to come here and answer. I think all of you should come here and answer them forthrightly. If I ask you, let me ask you one last question, and I will quickly, Mr. Chairman. Do you believe you sit on the District of Columbia Court of Appeals? Is the District of Columbia Court of Appeals systemically racist?
Senator, as a sitting judge, I think it would be inappropriate for me to comment. I can say all of my colleagues take the cases open-mindedly.
Do you
and
think
on the
it's systemically racist?
I don't think that it is, Senator, but I also don't know if I'm qualified to give that type of assessment.
Well, you sit on the court, right?
I think all of my colleagues take their cases with an open mind, without any prejudice, and faithfully apply the law to
the facts. Disappointed you won't answer my questions, but I thank the chairman for giving me the extra time.
You know, I think leftists and liberals would be more upset at the Biden nominee for not really committing to the idea of systemic racism existing in this country. I'm surprised they're not all up in arms about that. Well, that's because A, they don't pay attention to anything, but B, they also know that, well, you're not supposed to be honest. They know when to talk about it and when not to talk about it, see? They know when to give the wink and the nod. Oh, no, I'm not a hardcore liberal. I'm not a liberal authoritarian fascist. No. Oh. Now, take your vaccine and put on your mask. It's liberal. Now, speaking of the liberal world order, where they want it to be a government privilege for you to have a child, see, you are a slave, and so you shouldn't be allowed to freely procreate at your own will, your own desire. How could you put those pesky humans on this earth? Don't you know we're trying to rid ourselves of them? So now they're introducing you to you, the first artificial womb facility, Ecto Life. Alex Jones was right again. Soon this will be the future of how you get a baby. No, you won't be making a baby. No, you'll be hoping that Ecto Life will incubate one for you.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. Ectolife allows infertile couples to conceive a baby and become the true...
Powered by renewable energy? This doesn't even exist!
...solution for women who have their
These
uterus...
These people just live in a fantasy land!
...or other complications. With Ectolife, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. Ectolife is designed to help countries that are suffering from severe population decline, including Japan, Bulgaria, South Korea, and many others.
Oh, yes, it's to sustain the population, I'm sure.
It features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the...
But see, the trick is they're making you infertile. That's the big deception. You're becoming infertile because of all the chemicals and the food and the water and the air.
80,000 lab-grown babies.
And the shots.
Ectolife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. The pods are made of materials that prevent germs from
leaking to anything when it comes out. Like a bubble boy.
Every growth pod features sensors that can monitor your baby's vital signs, including heartbeat, temperature, blood pressure, breathing rate, and oxygen saturation. The artificial intelligence-based system also monitors
the symptoms
of your baby and reports any potential...
Totally sweet. Now, look, let me just be clear here. You know, I'm not a Luddite. I'm not against technical evolutions that make our lives easier and can expand our consciousness, our lifestyle, and everything. But see... Why was Alex Jones able to predict this and talk about this and other dystopian films and novels? It's because the story is it's by design. And that's what's so frustrating is, hey, look, everybody's becoming infertile and now they're introducing pods to grow a baby. It's like, how did Alex Jones do it? It's the plan. It's not a coincidence. By design.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Family. We take international deals. We do international bribes. The FBI is scared if their informants come out, we have them killed. My son caught guilty, red-handed. He gets no jail time. Last name is Biden. We cut deals in Russia, Ukraine, Uzbekistan. Anywhere where we can make millions, selling out the American people. Now, we have the White House, the Biden crime family.
Was that Russian, New York? I don't even know. Nobody knows. Joe Biden certainly doesn't know. Hunter is the smartest guy Joe Biden knows. A true intellectual, says Joe Biden. A man who scrapes up carpet crumbs, hoping he can find enough Parmesan cheese to get high on. So, I'm going to get into the story with Hunter Biden. It really just doesn't make any sense to me, and I'll explain why. Because you can't take anything at face value. You're a schmuck if you do. So, I want to look at that, and I want to take your calls, your responses to that, and maybe if you want to touch on this latest UFO story, but let's talk about the Biden crime family. And let's not go into too much of the background. You know the background. I know the background. We know the political persecution against Trump and everything else. So let's just look at this for what it is. Hunter Biden pleads guilty to two misdemeanors when it comes to tax evasion and one gun charge. So, federal tax evasion, misdemeanors, anybody else in that situation would have probably gotten much larger crimes because it's my understanding that this is from, well, we know it's from 2017 and 2018, and is it part of the same international bribes? Is it part of the same international pay-for-play money that Hunter Biden was not claiming, also not claiming to be a registered foreign agent? Neither was his father, Joe Biden, a clear violation of the Logan Act, which they wanted to use against Mike Flynn. So if you were taking millions of dollars from international sources, you would have a much more serious situation than two misdemeanors for evading taxes in 2017 and 2018. Not Hunter Biden. On the gun charge, this one is a little more hairy because these gun laws are really applied in so many different types of ways, especially because a lot of people that end up with gun charges are also in on other charges, and so things get divvied up and dealt around. And so the pattern of consistency there is harder to track. And basically what they've done is they've said because Hunter Biden was a drug addict, he can't be held responsible for inappropriately handling his firearm, is basically what is being said about that. Because he was a crack addict, I suppose. That's the diversion case. Now, others haven't been so fortunate, like Lil Wayne, pled guilty to a federal gun charge, faces 10 years in prison. Hunter Biden, no jail time. And let's not forget that Sam Bankman-Fried, the Democrat money launderer, also had five charges dropped. That kind of just flew right under the radar, didn't it? Sam Bankman-Fried, five charges dropped, never went to jail. He spent, what was it, two nights in a jail in the Bahamas or wherever it was, and then got to come home and hang out in mommy and daddy's mansion. And then, he's not going to do any jail time. The massive money laundering Ponzi scheme with the offshore bank accounts run by his parents and the Democrat family. And he's going to have his charges dropped. And so is Hunter Biden. The White House saying, yes, of course, this is how it should be. And diversion is an option applied to nonviolent offenders with substance abuse problems. That's why the gun charge was dropped. Basically was dropped. Diversion was dropped. And he just made a mistake on his federal income taxes, and he didn't know he had to register as a foreign agent. He didn't know all that money was coming in. He just didn't know any better. He's innocent. Drop the charges. He's sorry. Republicans fume over Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea deal. Congressional Republicans livid at the slap on the wrist. It's one justice system for the Democrats, one for the Republicans. One justice system for the Bidens, one for the Trumps. Evasion of more serious allegations. Jonathan Turley weighs in on joke charges against Hunter Biden. Furious reactions to Hunter Biden plea deal come in as James Comer, Jonathan Turley, and others push back. Poll finds overwhelming majority of voters say FBI should make Biden bribery file public. See, this is where it gets interesting. Hunter Biden will plead guilty, likely avoid jail. Yeah, he's going to avoid jail. But this is this is why I'm just not taking any of this at face value. I could take the obvious thing and say, hey, Hunter Biden is getting off easy because his last name is Biden, his dad is Joe Biden, and he's a member of the corrupt D.C. swamp, and so he's getting off easy. And there's obviously an element to that. But is it really that obvious? Are they really operating that clearly in front of our faces, the two-tiered system of justice? How does Hunter Biden get such a sweetheart plea deal? Is it really that bad? And if it is, this should be a major, major story. Or, and maybe I'm just getting into hopeful thinking, maybe Hunter Biden cooperated in another investigation to avoid jail time. Again, maybe hopeful thinking. I'm just saying that sweetheart deal for Hunter Biden is almost unreal. And the fact that he's pleading guilty to tax evasion in 2017 and 2018, the 2 years that we have on record and Republicans and the House Oversight Committee have seen the bank records of Joe Biden and blank Biden receiving at least $10 million from foreign countries, foreign nationals. At least. And we have the phone calls of Hunter Biden talking about his business partners. We have the phone calls of Joe Biden talking to his business partners in Ukraine. So we literally have the phone calls, the emails, and the bank records. We don't have access to the bank records. Only the House Oversight Committee does, and the FBI. The Republicans continue to subpoena to make them public or get more access. So how did Hunter Biden get such a sweetheart deal? Is it really that bad? And yes, it is. But would they really be that bold to just say, yeah, your last name is Biden, you're going home. You're fine. Your last name is Trump, you're never going to stop being investigated. But how is it? Is it really that bad that Hunter Biden's tax evasions that he pled guilty to are literally tied into the larger Biden bribery crime family scheme that is one of the biggest stories in the nation right now? And he's just going to plead to that and walk and that's it? Really? That's how bad it is? So if that's the case, let's see how the people respond. And let's see if America has an appropriate response to that absolute miscarriage of justice. This clear and blatant double standard of justice. I mean, there's no other way to put it, except the Bidens are above the law and the law is weaponized to destroy Trump. And it couldn't be more clear. Or did Hunter Biden cooperate in another investigation in order to get this sweetheart deal? Now, I'm going to take your phone calls on this for the entire third hour. What you think the story is. Is it really that bad? Is this going to be a major eye-opening moment for America to see really how bad it is? Do they even care anymore? Who is the FBI informant that is exposing all the Biden crime family crimes that the FBI is worried if is unmasked will be killed? That's how serious it is. How did Hunter Biden get such a sweetheart deal? Is the system really that rigged blatantly? Or is he cooperating? Now, before we go to this break, and I will open up the phone lines when we come back in this next hour short segment, there is a wild story now following up to the Las Vegas Police Department body cam footage and then police phone call that happened almost simultaneously about 10-foot-tall aliens in a Las Vegas backyard with an alien spacecraft. A new development of that that's almost too unbelievable.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.